Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Christians this morning, Sunday morning, Bishop, we got a lot to talk about this Sunday morning. First, I want to thank you and you for those that made a seed and those that that's been involved. Sister Mary Hawkins, God bless you this morning. And I want to say all is well. Sister Carrie, I'm praying for you, all is well. Mother Frances down in Florida, she said some of her buildings got underwater. But she said the drains all is dry, and the people helped us. So thank Mother Frances for that. Sister Lisa down in Atlanta, God bless you, and Joe. Joe called Friendly Fishing and asked me, Bishop, if you want some fish, I might have flew down to get some. And you make me tell your sister, tell her she told me, I'm going to call you, bitch, as soon as I get home. I have a message for her. But Sunday morning with the bishop, first I want to talk about God is still in the business of blessing and healing. I got a message for you this morning. And the message is that God is steady blessing and giving out blessings. Every door closed will open up. I want you this morning to get ready because I feel that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. I prophesied wars and rumors of war. I prophesied there will be a war in the Middle East that's going on now. And all the people that have been murdered over there in Israel got to give account. People got to give account for all that murder. Been shot, all that, 100 and 100 and some people have been killed more than that. It's 130 more than that killed. Now we're in war, and my whole thing with that war situation, the Democrats and the Republicans step back. They didn't fight their own battle. Okay, but I want to say to you, Master Musa bringing a blessing. Put that down. Master Musa, put that down. As a blessing coming to you and the doors will open up. The end of Simon is people's father. Sister, I'm praying for you over in South Africa. I pray for you, Sister Jean. Those that are over in Nairobi, I'm praying for them also. Sisters and brothers are waking up to what's going on in the world. And I want you to wake up this morning. I want to say this to you. Now God is getting ready to care to another level. We're getting ready to understand the increase. We're getting ready to understand the core, the door of the world, yes? Get them to understand what happened. The book of the Word of God, God gives you book knowledge. But some of you got revelation knowledge. That means knowledge directly from God. Amos chapter 5, verse 15 and 18 says, I want you to read Genesis 48 and 13, Genesis 49, 1 through 22. I want you to get ready for the blessing that's going to come upon you this month and next month. I see the growing line. That means the voice of the ancestors is moving to bless you and open up that door for you. I prophesied to some one lady said she called me. Amos 8, chapter 8, verse 1 through 5. And I want to tell you, the young lady called me and said she wanted to cross over, but she couldn't get because the line was cruel. I want to see you, Elizabeth, I want to see you in Ezekiel, verse 7 through 2 and 3. Ezekiel, verse 2 and 3. I want you to get ready for that door. There's a money tied up. Joe will be looking up. I want to tell you, there's a financial breakthrough for you, man. And I told you this is the door that can close. God's going to open it up for you wherever you might be. Some of you, and I want to say this to him. If you got a need, you plant a seed. Have you planted a seed lately? If you got a need, you plant a seed, you get a harvest. Some of you need a harvest because you're drying up. And you go, I can't get a sentence right up because you're not fruitful. You got to stop closing and open up that this is my seed for my job. This is the seed for my son.
All this is because man is turning his back away from God.
God in and let God touch and to let the end coming, let the end that God gonna do it. But Jeremiah 30:7, I want you to read that. I want you to get ready for God to touch the end. I want to prophesy to you, Sister Jean. Jean, I'm gonna tell you. All is well. Thank God. I think I'll prophesy to everybody today. I'm going to use your last number of your phone number to your prophecy. It might not be for you. It might be for somebody in your house. But I'm going to give you that word. Thank you, Chinese spirit. And once you get that word, you know, we're in a critical type of situation right now. We're in a situation where men got to obey God. We're in a situation where you got to wake up and let God. Pearl Jackson, I haven't heard from you. And Pearl William, I haven't heard from you. Sister Sandra, I haven't heard from you. And I want to say, you know, you have to get ready for God to open up that new door. I want you to say this with me all year. And God's going to lead you to a new level. You know, one of the things I want to say to you this morning, whatever you need, God got what you need, God got what you want. I was telling my Mother Francis down in the water, you used to sing a song, I'm so glad, trouble don't last always. You used to sing that. And back in the church, he just sang a song. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Didn't have no drums, didn't have no piano. But if people tap their feet and sing, I'm a soldier in the army of God. Some of you have left away from the teaching of God. And they just sang, I'm a soldier in the army of God. I believe I'll fight to our death. But now, right now, we are into witchcraft. We're into magic, we're into murder, we're into dope, drugs, alcohol that's going on. And ain't nobody saying that God is going to change that. Man can't change it. God got that. Corruption is in your household. When the kids, some of the people told me to be down and send my kids to public school because so much corruption and murder. Our home teacher. And sometimes you have to home teach. Get them out of the corruption that's going on in the government, what's going on in the Board of Education, what's going on with all this stuff that's going on with us. You have to do that. I want you to get ready for God to open up that door. AB 130, I just see God bless you. And I want to give you a scripture. And as I give you a scripture, here's a if you don't understand the scripture, God told me to give you. I see a blessing, a blessing pouring out this morning. And many of you need a word from God. And the word from God all God told Moses to step back. Let me fight this down. And sometimes he doesn't get to the 14:14. God told Moses to step back because I got to fight these demons that have come out to change the scenario. Now, sometimes you have to get to God and fight your battle. You can't do it yourself. Once you understand that, you go to another. Yeah, I got a message for you. Yeah, Pookie, I got a message for you too. Sit down and let God go and he'll pray for you. Yeah. Once you understand, God will open up that new dream for you. I want you to look at the mirror. Talking. Amos chapter Now, I want to go. Somebody said, I need to reach you. This is a financial blessing coming to you. I'm going to 9607. God said that's a blessing tied up with you. The devil's done all he can to block your financial breakthrough. And I want to tell you that this is scripture. You might not understand it, but it will bring you to the level you need to go to open up that new door. And once you open that new door, I'm talking to 9607, Amos chapter 1, verse 14. And I want you to go into Amos 2 and 5. Matthew 6:33 says, it's like something trying to block your progress and long jealousy. And you're going to see them people fall on their face. Any kind of deal. So you got to get dressed and poke at the witchcraft and hit you for some months. That way you have the condition and you ain't got it out because you won't stand still enough to let somebody give you divine word. Open that door. Never fail. And he ain't going to fail. Every door closed, God will open up. And that door that God will open up, man can be closed. You know. And sometimes you got to let the word of God come in. And it'll work for you. Bad, and it hurt. This is for you and you. Mama Joe. Mother Stop. Mother Rose. This is going out for you, Lorraine Wade. That's the call for Lorraine. But this is for out for you, Mother of Night and Mother of Corn.
Thank you.
heaven already. But I want to say, once you know you're blessed, you have to let people know that I'm blessed by the best. If I'm blessed by the best, I know everything is in the line of it. Some of you are looking, but I want to tell you that God has a blessing with your name on it. Okay? So, one of the things that God has a blessing your name on, you should know that God got the blessing with your name on it. There's the door that closed will open up. And once that it opens up, it works.
Is that right?
They used to sing that down south back in the woods. Grandma, grandma. Get on board. Father God, we come this morning to bless those that lost loved ones last night. That lost her daughter, lost her son. We ask you, God, to cut the deep family. Let your divine will get over the mountain. In the name of Jesus, cut you out of the deliverance right now.
Think about how good God has been to me. And when I look back over my life and see what God has brought me from, I don't have no doubt in my mind tonight. Change, Jesus. Hear my counsel. Change.
Thank you.
Come on, come on, come on. We used to sing that song down south, and it wasn't no drums, wasn't no piano. We sung it by toe tapping and hand clapping. And people got saved, got healed. Well, there's so much going on now. We're shopping every day. We ain't got time to have family prayer. We ain't got time to sit at the table and eat together. Somebody eat in one room, somebody eat in the other room. You're on the internet. Bring your family to the table. Let everybody come to the table. Don't eat in the bedroom, in the kitchen. You come out to the kitchen and eat. Don't eat in the living room. Don't eat in your room. You come to the table and have prayer. And you begin to eat. That's what got to happen. There's a lot going on. You know, I want to tell you about this now because it's very important. When it happened, it was a shock. When it happened, I'm going to tell you. I was in Monroe, Louisiana. The sister Lena Mae Allison. This young man came up from Texas. He said, "Bishop, I'm heavy burden, and I want you to pray for me." And Sister Lena Mae got me. We prayed for this young man. The young man had a disease. Wasn't no cure for it back then. But he said, "Well, I ain't gonna complain because God been good to me." And this young man could sing and pray. And we had a service at a house of prayer like we never had before. People was shouting. People was crying. And I felt the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Glory, hallelujah. And I just want to reflect the song he sung, I Won't Complain. Brother Paul Young. Thank you. Somebody drinking and smoking, I want to stop. Right now, that alcohol demon, that drug demon, that demon of confusion, I curse it. Come out of that man, come out of that woman by the power of God. You know, I was back in the day when Mahalia Jackson used to sing, and she sung so good, so much happened. It set something on fire when she sung. And she sung, the song. Sometimes you got to wonder how you made it to that level. God gave you that level. When God gave you a level, he gives you the know-how on how to do it. So sometimes you got to wait on God to give you what he want to give you. When God gives it to you, when God gives you how I got over, you got over with prayer. You got over with your ancestors. And, you know, Mahalia Jackson sung it. She sung it from her heart. How I got over. You got over along with suffering, brought you over, and you're over now. So you got to understand, whatever you got, God gives to you. Whatever you don't get, God will give to you. An ancestor, I tell you, I say.
So I look back and wonder, I beg your hand. I made it all right. Thank you.
Sometimes you gotta thank God because he makes you shout. Sometimes you gotta thank him, he wakes you up. He done did everything we gotta do. You have to thank him for bringing us this far. It wasn't nobody but God brought this far. Nobody else brought but God. I don't care what you say, God brought this far. And when you ask God, Brother James Moore was singing this song with the Mississippi Mass.
What a
friend we have in Jesus. Come on, somebody.
Nobody
you can go to this morning but Jesus. This is Reverend James Moore. You, Brother Joe. I know you listen, Brother Joe. That's what I feel today. Brother Sam up in Minnesota. We use Lifestyle. of the mineral soda.
You spread it,
tell her of the mineral soda. God is running him.
Thank you.
Give me a call. Everything.